broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for August the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of work to do when it comes to liberty, man. I'll tell you that right now. Tyrannical thugs are at the door. They're ready to blow our house down, as the story of the three wolves tells you. Wow. Dr. Scott Bradley, his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match to preserve the nation. His website's freedomsrisingsun.com. We know he's been deplatformed and attacked, so give him a minute to get the videos back up. Well over 1,000 videos taken down by your, tyrannical government agents known as Facebook, Twitter, and the like. What a sad tale to tell. Dr. Bradley, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And we begin another work week with all of the news that really is worth listening to, not the drivel that seems to be the talking heads' offerings day in and day out on the major media.
All right. I brought up a point last hour in my discussion with Lowell Nelson that I want to bring up right now with Dr. Bradley. I want him to weigh in on this topic. Headline says this: Canada now adds Bell's palsy warning to the Pfizer COVID shot. And that brings up a press release written by Barbara Lowe Fisher and others at the National Vaccine Information Center. It was on a December 22nd. 2020 article in Vaccine Reaction, where Barbara Lowe Fisher, she's the co-founder and president of the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, they reported that staff members of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, if you will, had recommended monitoring people who had received the Pfizer, BioNTech or whatever it's called, and Moderna shots, in other words, both of them, for Bell's palsy. Fisher noted that the recommendation had been made after the FDA staff had analyzed critical trial data for both products used by the manufacturers to apply for an emergency use authorization. They call it an EUA, if you will, to distribute the products in the U.S. before full licensure took place. This is serious business. So you got the government admitting and knowing and recommending, hey, you know what? This stuff causes Bell's palsy. And now the Canadian group, Canada, now adds Bell's palsy as a warning. Anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this guy on Australian TV, this Australian gentleman, literally developed Bell's palsy on air promoting the vaccines because he took the vaccine, and you watch and the guy gets Bell's palsy right on the air. Now, the reason this is so interesting to me, doctor, and the reason I bring it up separately this hour with you is because in 2020, January, I got really sick. Hard time breathing. It was horrible. Thought it was the corona. Well, believe it or not, I had a lasting effects from the virus. Well, I ended up with Bell's palsy. And I didn't take the vaccine, but I did, you know, I feel like I had corona. Well, I took an antibody test later, but it came back negative. But the doctors told me don't trust the tests. So I might have had two bouts of the COVID thus far, one of them literally causing Bell's palsy. The Bell's palsy diagnosis for me was for sure the link to the COVID virus. A little bit of speculation on my part just because the test came back negative. Very interesting indeed, though, that I experienced this very example they're highlighting now, that not only does the coronavirus cause oftentimes, but the vaccines are causing as well. Your thoughts, doctor?
Well, I think even more disconcerting about what you're talking about, and that's not to diminish the seriousness of everything you're speaking of. If I understand correctly, this morning, the FDA gave full approval to Pfizer. So it is now an approved, it's not just emergency use authorization, which I think will gear up, ramp up, and increase the pressure to for everybody in the country to get jabbed. And that, to me, is it's a political decision, I'm quite confident. With everything we know, those of us that have been paying any attention at all for the last year and a half, I think that it's an unassailable knowledge that that there's a big downside to these. And in fact, one individual I spoke with...
I don't even know how to respond to this. FDA grants full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That's just released right now, right? Pretty much this morning, right now.
It's this morning. It's real time, you know, boots on the ground kind of new knowledge you're getting here. But like I say, this is going to increase the chagrin, I think, of everyone that has, like I say, truly investigated. They have used their own intelligence. They have sought most diligently. I mean, the people that I know that are of reviewing this I've probably spent 1,000 hours in the past year and a half in review of these matters. I've listened to hundreds of interviews by highly credentialed, extremely eloquent, and very knowledgeable people in that field that have reviewed these kinds of things. And the Veyers reports, these news reports, even things that they're scrubbing later are coming out. We have been deplatformed, and the so-called fact checkers that we've talked about so much on your show, these individuals that are polluted themselves, they are people. They are agenda-driven people that have sought most diligently to keep the debate from going as public as it could have done. Now, today, and I believe it's a political decision because it can't be a scientific decision, based upon all of the evidence. You look at the tens of thousands of deaths, hundreds of thousands of serious side effects. The Bell's palsy, I mean, you know, it's generally recovered in some period of time, weeks perhaps or so. But, I mean, Guillain-Barré, I had someone at my home yesterday that's family member had... suffered a vaccine injury and had suffered Guillain-Barré for weeks, and it was completely debilitating. Some people never recover from it. They're permanently damaged with some form of paralysis. It's basically the modern day polio, if you will, because it has that type of effect on the body. But so what we're going to see now is this full court press. You know, oh, you guys in the past used this emergency use authorization as an excuse for not getting it. Now the officials are saying it's good to go. Well, the problem is that the evidence shows that it's not good to go. There has been a political ramification here. And you say, oh, well, but these are experts telling us this. Now this may seem totally unrelated, and in many ways I would have to agree. But today is the 82nd anniversary of the non-aggression pact between Nazi Germany and Stalin's Russia. Okay, these were individuals that made an agreement that ultimately precipitated World War II. They made bad decisions. And you know, we can talk about this 82nd anniversary at some time if you want, because, again, it's kind of unrelated, but in a way it is related. We seem to think that, I mean, you know, you look and you say, oh, people make bad decisions. We do stupid things all the time. You can see it every day, if you're walking down the street or driving down the street or you hear it on the news or whatever. But we take regular stupid individuals and we give them a position, and that they make bad decisions there too. And they precipitate widespread problems. These two foreign ministers from Germany and Russia that signed this, they were individuals. They ultimately precipitated World War II. But because of their quote-unquote authority positions, they were able to pull off a cataclysmic disaster. Now, you stop and think about this for just a minute. These people that are doing these things to the United States and indeed to the world are just individuals. They're influenced, they're bought off, they're biased, and they're agendized and all sorts of things. And because of those positions, they're doing things that are going to have cataclysmic effect. Now, that's the whole basis of constitutional government. It is limited government whose powers are few and defined. Read the 45th Federalist Paper. You've got powers that are delegated, powers that are divided and subdivided, but you do not have unlimited power. And because we've lost sight of this limited government concept, we think that those that are in positions of authority, positions that are high places, can wave a magic wand and become monarchs in their own right and do things that are ultimately and finally cataclysmic disasters. And that's why the wisdom of the American Founding Fathers is, it should be so apparent to everybody. They don't have the power to do things like in San Francisco. They've just announced that everybody 12 and over, I mean, and by the way, Pfizer thing says 16 and over, but San Francisco, in all their great wisdom, these elected officials have said, you can't do diddly squat anything. You can't live in San Francisco. Well, they're probably going to let you stay in your house, locked down. But if you plan to do anything, any business, anything, kind of like the 13th chapter of Revelation, you can't buy nor sell, you can't go to any events, you can't do anything without this mark that's going to be required, these COVID passport things. This is where we're going because we have lost track of the fact that we have limited government that does not have a blank check that they can write on us anytime they want. So it's going
to
get worse,
folks. Hang
tight,
ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, "Wait, your mom said to give you this." I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Opening the door to more vaccine passports or vaccine mandates, ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration this morning granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, for people over 16 and older, this is going to be serious, though. I don't know that we're going to be able to stop the vaccine mandates now. They've made a political move. We have no more evidence of it being safe and effective than we had before. We have plenty of evidence that it's not safe, that it's not effective, that there's breakthrough cases all over the place. They claim those breakthrough cases are rare, but the reality is, I mean, you've got literally senators and members of the House of Representatives and governors that are all getting sick, and public officials and professional athletes and celebrities and everybody else, breakthrough, you know, cases. They tell you how rare they are, but then you hear them all around you. And you even hear them in your own personal venue, if you will. I mean, it's just beyond imagination. But, doctor, this is going to take this to the next level. I don't know that we're going to be able to stop vaccine mandates or passports at this rate.
Well, there is no constitutional authority, no justification. No one has the authority to say you're going to be raped by an injection of a biologic that you believe is not, you don't want to take it. Now, here's the part of the problem. There's a lot of problems. I guess I can't ever isolate it to one single problem, because there's a plethora of issues. But think back for just a few moments. Here, a couple of weeks ago, Joe Biden says, we're going to vaccine everybody in the United States military. And it will happen on or before September, mid-September, based upon the approval of these vaccines. They knew they were going to get the political nod. And so the military now is at risk. Because the Pfizer has the FDA approval, this stamp of genuineness that everyone has kind of hung their hat on not being there, right now has been offered. And I just have to think, you know what? It's wave the magic wand of Joe Biden, and the political flunkies that are there, the minions that have been put in place because they have this desire to claw to the top of some political totem pole. These people are bowing and scraping, yes sir, yes sir, three bags full. I mean, you stop and think about it. Everything, now, oh, we're going to study women in the military. Okay, let's put them in combat. The president gave the nod, the approval. It's just a wink and a nod, and everybody falls into place. We're going to do this transgender thing. We're going to do sexually confused individuals in the military. We're going to do vaccine jabs for everybody. And it's like, wait just a minute. What happens is that people are basically waiting for the official approval, idea that because some screwy individual, and that's what most of them really are, that sit in some position that is either a bureaucrat or was elected, suddenly they're endowed with some great wisdom and understanding that is going to drive the behavior of all of us. And it's flat out wrong. This is un-American. It's completely the antithesis of the Americanist principles that this nation was established on. And we as a people are just bowing and scraping. And we're falling into line. Right now, they say, and I don't know what to believe, oftentimes stuff that's reported in the media is questionable in my opinion, but the best information that I've got right now is that about half, 51% is what the last thing I read, of America has received the jab. Okay, so half the people are saying, look, we've had an opportunity. We know it's out there. We know the risks. We've reviewed this, and we've made a choice. Half of the people said, no, thank you. Okay, and this is going to be a compulsory kind of thing based upon unconstitutional, quote-unquote, mandates, not constitutionally created law. And again, even if they send it through the legislature, it is not constitutionally created because it oversteps the bounds and limits that were placed upon any legislature. And you say, oh, well, the 10th Amendment says the states can do anything. No, go back to the Declaration of Independence. It says the purpose of government is to secure God-given rights, and the consent of the governed must be given in order to have government have legitimacy. And the consent of the governed is given on the ratification of constitutions. It is not given by the election of an individual to office, or the appointment of someone to office, or some bureaucratic nonsense that somebody holds a CDC position or an FDA position. The consent of the governed is not given. And so that's where we are in America right now, and Americans don't seem to understand this. And honestly, my frustration with our lack of understanding is over the top, but we can starve them out. We can starve them out. If the people in San Francisco are saying, oh, you can't come here to an event or eat dinner or whatever, fine. I'm not going in. Unfortunately, what's going to happen is those little business people that that bet their life savings on some bistro someplace or something like that are going to get caught in the crossfire. There's going to be collateral damage, and what they need to do is go back to their city fathers, if you will, and say, look, you're killing us. You're absolutely killing us. You can't do this to us. And in some countries, this has kind of had some effect. In Russia, it seems to have had an effect. In some ways, they're freer than we are, I fear, which is a tragic travesty to say. But that's where we are in America today. And, you know, you were beefing about the fact that we're using emergency use authorization. Now we're using it officially approved. We're using an officially approved thing. Oh, one other thing I ought to say, and I'll turn some time over to you, Sam, but think about this for a minute. Fully vaccinated people, you look at the bill that's before the House right now, you can't fly unless you're fully vaccinated. Okay, it's not through the House. It's doesn't have a lot of sponsors. I think there's a couple maybe. But at any rate, fully vaccinated, what does that mean? Oh, I got both my jabs. Really? Well, now they're saying, okay, here in the next few weeks, you're going to have to take a booster shot. So now everybody's double jab goes away. You're not fully vaccinated anymore. And so what's going to happen is they're going to say, well, I know. Thank you very much for getting your double jab. But you know what? We really have found this variant is really causing a problem, which they can't identify, and they can't even isolate, and they can't even say that the double jab will do any better than the first two. I mean, the triple jab will do any better than the double jab did. But they're going to say, oh, no, you're no longer fully vaccinated. Or then there'll be another variant or whatever. They'll have another jab. Well, your fourth one really is due. You really can't fly. So now you're in the system. See, you get your double jab, you get your little mark of the beast that goes on your cell phone or wherever they give you the verification sign. And then, oh, you're in the system. Oh, man, you know, you got your shot 6 months ago. Yeah, you're due a second or a third shot. It looks to me like you're not fully vaccinated. You better get in and get that. Boom, gone, next one. Oh, man.
And how effective is it, ladies and gentlemen, when we're on literally shot three? And counting, because they're really articulating that this is going to be more like the flu. You're going to have kind of an updated shot every year, an annual COVID shot. That's where they're headed with this as well.
Sam, they're talking 4 to 6 months. You're talking a couple of times a year you're going to have to get hit with this. And I've told you before about this. I saw it was a tragic mocking of this, and it was a zombie-looking guy that was there, and it said, you, standing in line for your 56th booster shot. This is an unending money train for the people that are doing this, and they have not found them safe and effective. Everything you're hearing about, oh, it's safe and effective. Really? How can you say that with the VAERS reporting that's going on? How can you say that it's effective when we have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that are being infected? It doesn't prevent infection. It doesn't prevent spread. I mean, based upon what the evidence is. So tell me what these fully vaccinated people are getting. They're still having to wear the mask. They're still having to social distance. They're still getting sick. So you tell me what the benefit is. And they're saying, oh, yes, rush right down and get this thing. It's like, have we gone insane? And I think there is a level of universal insanity that's settled upon the nation. But nonetheless, that is the official. It's not just a narrative. It is an absolute script. That's the official script, Sam. And people press back, but they don't have anything to stand on.
Well, part of the problem is, how do you fight back? Let's talk about that a little bit in detail, because you got private sector businesses, you got religious organizations, you got an all-out clarion call for vaccinations or stay home. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans wonder why civilians were not taken out of Afghanistan before the military left the country, President Biden on Sunday said the chaos was unavoidable.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact. But we have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is flabbergasted on Fox News on how Biden's leadership made such a blunder that is costing lives.
You remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision.
Biden says the evacuations may exceed the 31 August deadline. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
After months of constant price increases, the cost of gasoline has fallen 3 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.14 a gallon. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
That $3.14 a gallon is a penny lower than a month ago, but 96 cents higher than last year at this time. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the other good news is that if you can hold off, you'll find even lower prices over the next few days.
Gas prices could drop another 5 to 8 cents a gallon in the week ahead due to the decline in the price of oil witnessed over the last 2 weeks. Wholesale gas prices now in some areas stand 25 cents a gallon lower than their peak just several weeks ago.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Monday Night Football will be played tonight in New Orleans as the Saints host Jacksonville at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman discussing this reality check. They just approved FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine. You know, now you got to discuss the legality and the reality of vaccine mandates, ladies and gentlemen. There's a battle going on in several states. Vaccine mandates are banned. But now they say vaccine mandates more likely once full FDA approval. Well, that's happened now for one of the vaccines at least. The question is, can these vaccine passports become mandatory in the United States? Americans have created their own vaccine mandates by their compliance to some degree. Federal law prohibits, and this is the interesting thing, federal law prohibits mandates of emergency use COVID-19 vaccines. Well, now that we're not talking about emergency use anymore because they've been approved, all that goes away. Where do we go from here, Dr. Bradley? How do we fight and stop this? Or are we just going to all be forced against our will to violate our conscience and our bodies and be vaccinated?
I don't believe that that all the 50% or 49% or whatever the number is of the Americans that have said no to this point. There may be some very, 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 very few that have been living under a rock or something like that that have not made a choice already. And I believe that ultimately and finally, there is going to be there's going to be a real pushback, and I hope and pray that we will have the backbone to do this and say no, because the downside of this is it could be generational, and it probably will be many, many individuals. I mean, I think I've told you before about a good friend of mine that he's in his 80s and has a wide spectrum of friends all across the world, literally. And he told me the other day, he says, I don't know anybody that's died of the COVID. He says, but I personally have four friends that have died of the jab. And there's going to be more and more, I think, in the world that are going to say this is not acceptable. Now, what we have is people in so-called high places that are exercising authority that they do not have to do lots of things. And I brought up earlier this non-aggression pact between Russia and Germany and 82nd anniversary here today. Well, 11 months before that, Chamberlain and Hitler got together and resolved the Czechoslovakian issue. And Chamberlain gave away that which was not his when he gave Hitler Czechoslovakia. Well, not all of it, but here's the deal. He didn't have the authority to give that which was not his. And we know how that had a happily ever after ending. It was people, stupid people, in high places, making stupid decisions. And people had long-term, absolutely destructive, cataclysmic, deleterious effects. And we continue to be stupid enough to do that. That's not the American way. The people that sit in office are not gods. They're certainly not elected monarchs. They are not granted unlimited power. And I don't care if it's a mayor, a city council, a health department that's simply a bunch of bureaucrat germophobes, or if it's governors or senators or congressmen or presidents or even, if you will, those black-robed, unelected gods they call judges. It is appalling to me that Americans have fallen to this point, and it's time for Americans to get some backbone, to stand up and say, no, we are not going to do this. And again, there's going to be
collateral damage. And I appreciate that, and I think we need to stand up against this, but even churches are literally promoting, hey, you've got to social distance, you've got to vaccinate, you really need to do this, you've got to wear masks, you've got to the point where the private sector and the churches are really carrying the ball for the government on this one now, to the point where, you say, well, I got a religious exemption. Well, not in my store, not in my business, not in my church, you don't, etc. And that's really where the rubber's kind of meeting the road is that, they're literally passing, if you will, vaccine passport or mandate laws, by hook or by crook. In other words, hey, what if there's no law in the books, there's no mandate, but yet, to shop and to eat and to do anything that you've got to do requires a vaccine and a passport of some kind. Utah is supposedly pushing back against this, but are they pushing back enough? See, I don't think so. And I think we're just simply caught with our pants down on this thing.
I think Utah has been complicit on so many levels with the destruction that they've been basically foisting upon us. Utah has had this little smiley face. You know, this behind the smile are fangs. They've got a silk glove over an iron fist. And what they're doing is going behind the scenes to the businesses and to the churches. And the churches, they're going to be answerable to God. That's about as far as I can say on this thing. Because truthfully, the churches have become an instrument of policy in many instances. I heard a story here a while back. This is out of another state. Some leadership in a church came and read the riot act to their congregation. You either mask up or you don't come to church. And the next Sunday, nobody was there. I mean, sometimes you have to say, no, I have a God-given, this is an eternal principle of God wants his children to be free to choose. And we can choose to associate as we will. I mean, and we can go, they're embodied in the founding documents of the United States. That's where the American founders went to find these principles of liberty. And sometimes when churches are in a unique position. I mean, that's an individual God-given right to worship, but it is an individual right. And institutions that feel like they're protecting their institutional position with the powers that be in the nation, ultimately and finally will find that they have been subjected to those powers in the nation because they have subverted the individual God-given rights of their congregants. I mean, it's a really interesting dynamic. And we, I mean, religions need to say, no, a mandate or whatever that is not, I could give you dozens and dozens of examples of officialdom coming down with a policy that you could say, oh, it's the law of the land. I mean, you know, you think about, you know, Pharaoh, he was the law of the land. He says all the little boys got to be killed. Moses avoided that by being put in the river, okay? You think about Nero saying all the little kids under this age have got to be put to death. That, Nero was the emperor of, well, the representative of Caesar. At any rate, okay, so it's the law of the land. You look at what happened with Nero. I mean, did I say Nero when I said it was Herod that said that with the little kids? Nero said, oh, we're going to get rid of this Christian problem by burning up the stake. Very, very high-level positions are taken, and that does not mean we have to capitulate. Peter and John, in the fifth chapter of Acts, were told by the hierarchy, don't talk about this guy Christ. You got to quit doing it. Oh, should we obey you or should we obey God? And they beat them, sent them on their way, and they rejoiced at having had that. You look at the emperor's decision, you got to worship, you got to ask only of me or else we'll throw you in the lion's den. I mean, we talk about, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or Daniel. I mean, we have countless examples in the scriptures. We could talk about the Utah war, for example. Back in the 1850s, President Buchanan declared war on Utah, and he sent an army out here. And what happened? Did the people roll over and capitulate? No. They mounted up an offense. They burned the supply wagons on the plains of Wyoming. They tried to avoid bloodshed against human beings, but here's the deal. Because it's an official, high-level, kind of an edict or whatever mandate, if you will, it does not make it something that we need to fold under and capitulate to. And it's high time again in America. They're taking over America without a shot being fired. And honestly, we have people in high places. Go look at the World Economic Forum and find out who the partners are on their global reset. You'll be shocked. I mean, a lot of them are communist, you know, Chinese kinds of organizations, but many of them, one of them is the largest health provider in the state of Utah. They're a partner with the World Economic Forum and their reset. Come on, guys. We have it in our backyard that's going on here, not just in Utah, but all across the country. I mean, we can talk, I mean, I use a lot of kind of, I pull on strings and say, oh, let's use an example that's maybe not the exact thing, but it gives the point. We've had example after example. Oh, it sounds like we've got to take another break.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is very serious indeed. Will the people push back enough to stop coronavirus or vaccine mandates, vaccine passports? Time will tell. The battle's on. The question becomes, when will they back the COVID-19 vaccination mandates with climate change? We'll talk about that, too, coming up.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
In another breakthrough vaccine case, Jesse Jackson now hospitalized with COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. So the vaccine battle is on. And now that they've approved just this morning, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Now it's fully approved, and they say this is going to literally ratchet up not only a lot of people being willing to take the vaccine, but a lot of force from the outside, whether it be government mandates or whether it be private sector mandates through churches and businesses and everything else. The battle is on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what I'm predicting is that they're going to slowly but surely tighten the noose on these vaccine-mandated passports, etc. Now, they've had Greta Thunberg, this little teenager running around for climate change, on big TV over the weekend, and Greta Thunberg says Biden admin not ready to act as seriously as we need on climate crisis. So they're literally going to back the climate crisis into this thing and use the climate change scenario as a way to force vaccine passports, Dr. Bradley.
You know, they never let any kind of crisis go, you know, unused for their benefit, their agenda, and all that kind of stuff. And you look at all of these the things that are being foisted upon us. It's a universal kind of thing, and it's so universal. I hardly know where to start. Anyway, you look at, we send our children to a false religion all their lives from their time they're little people, and if Biden gets his way, it'll start at age 3 and then age 4, and then you start kindergarten, and it'll go clear through 2 years of college about the indoctrination system. And so this Greta, this poor child abused person that's being manipulated by the powers that be, but at any rate, every single thing that's taught. And by the way, you know, Sam, you probably most of your listeners, because it went national, have seen this tirade that this chemistry teacher, I'll bet to schools no more than 8 miles away from your home, where the teacher got up and ranted and raved about a whole spectrum of things, about the COVID and about climate change and about political issues and everything else. This is in a chemistry class. And somebody filmed her, or they didn't film her, they used their camera, but on their phone. But at any rate, people say, oh yeah, man, that's happening in those other kids' schools. But not my kids. Not my kids. It's my kids have got good teachers there. And there's a lot of good teachers. I'll give them that. But the fact of the matter is, this is a universal, agendized kind of thing. And so, yes, the kids are being politicized, they're being indoctrinated, whether it's about a COVID or a climate change or some other, you know, hate this Americanist philosophy that was handed down to us at such great cost, and it's being indoctrinated. It's in every school, people, well, every public education, because the doctrine is from the humanist manifestos, and it's a globalist, socialist, godless philosophy, and so it's in every school. Because one teacher got videotaped, don't think it's not somewhere else. Sam, it's in your happy little valley there. And again, I don't know how far away that school teacher's tirade was, but I'll bet it wasn't more than 5 or 8 miles away from your house. It's where the kids in your neighborhood are probably being taught. Maybe not that specific school, but the other school that's nearby. I know your kids go to a private school, but the fact of the matter is, this is all across America. And because of that, we are being indoctrinated to believe mandates are law. Really, we have religious leaders that are saying mandates are law. The, you know, obey the 12th chapter of Romans. No, it's a false interpretation of all of these things. And there are specific processes through which law must be passed, and there are limits and bounds to which they can be affected. But that's how we're doing business, because we're ignorant. And we think that we've got monarchs over us. And you look at the Declaration of Independence, there's 27 examples in that where the people said, no, a monarch can't do, even a monarch whose word is the law can't do what they want without pushback. And we're allowing elected officials, appointed officials, bureaucrats, and even religious officials to do things that violate our God-given rights. It's appalling to me.
They violate our God-given rights. They violate our fundamental right to conscience and agency. They used to say, it's my body, my choice. Now that's jettisoned as well. When it comes to murdering babies, that still holds water. When it comes to not being forced to take the vaccines, they say you're a terrorist now. They're literally going that far. But this headline says, FDA to give full approval to COVID vaccines. Now listen up. No public hearing, no transparency, no open review of vaccine data. This is criminal, Dr. Bradley.
You know, and we've talked about this on your show before, about how the Nuremberg Code was created in 1947 after hearing in the trials, the war crime trials, of heinous acts that were created in the name of medicine, experimental medicine. And again, I'm vaccine damaged from something that happened to me in the military. But the fact of the matter is, the code, they said, look, no, here's 10 points. We can't violate these things. These have been incorporated into many, many other doctrines and documents that have gone global, basically. And what is happening is that you're saying, oh, okay, let's see. Now it's not experimental anymore, so we can do it. No, as you point out, There have been no public anythings about this. Anything that's been public has sneaked under the radar because it's been basically deep-sixed by a fascist approach to saying, oh no, we're going to contain the narrative on this thing. We're not going to allow these things. Fact checkers say this is not true, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, people don't know what's in these vaccines. They don't know. They haven't had a chance to have an airing of their damage, their children. We've seen this recently, and perhaps it's been making this round, so a lot of people have seen it. 1,000 COVID stories. It's got 1,000 videos of the jab and what effect it's had on people. The paralysis, the seizures, the absolute people that can't even hardly stand up because they're shaking so much. The neurological things, it's hard to say, okay, well, this was a blood clot that did this. Time after time after time, 1,000 videos about it, and it's tragic. You can hardly watch it. But no, they're just running willy-nilly down the road, happily politically, and you wonder, oh, who's the FDA? Oh, no, it's an incestuous organization that is interbred with the drug industry to the point that the FDA, it's like wife swapping. They play a time in the FDA ranks, and they go back into the big pharma industries. They take senior positions in pharma. It's incestuous. And they give approvals without real science. I think it's politically motivated. And so here we are, folks. I mean, the 23rd of August, write it down. This is a watershed moment.
Amen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the question. Do we need the new Nuremberg trials 2021?
We do.
That's the question I want to leave with you, and I think the answer is we absolutely do. This is wartime criminal. They have literally created a bioweapon with the U.S. tax dollars. They've literally released it on the public globally, and now they're backing this with mandates and force like you wouldn't believe at every level. They're ratcheting it up. Now you have an approved vaccine that I guess it's approved, but it never went through the appropriate approval process. It went to emergency release, you know, trial on the American people. But now it's literally fully, quote, licensed. Well, I don't see any more literally science data backing it up. You don't have transparency, ladies and gentlemen. No public hearings, no ultimate review of vaccine data, really, just flat out approval. What does that mean when you cut all the corners and approve a drug like that? And that's why we say, do we need the new Nuremberg trials 2021? I think the answer is a resounding yes. They're out of control because they're literally saying something is safe and effective when we have evidence to the contrary. And then they, when we bring up any of the evidence to the contrary, they say you're a terrorist. You must believe in election fraud, huh? You must believe in Barack Obama's birth certificate being faked, huh? You must be a 9/11 truther, right? See, and they go right on down this, and then they just paint you as a flat-out terrorist. It's the they say oftentimes it's not even the crime that gets you in trouble, it's the cover-up of the crime. In this case, the cover-up and manipulation of adding insult to injury of what the crime really is kind of becomes the reason for the new need for Nuremberg trials on this discussion. Dr. Bradley, it's the cover-up again, right?
It most certainly is, and here's the deal. Everybody that has taken the jab is a part of the experiment. At this point, the experiment is not over.
I'm going to go further. You ready, Dr. Bradley?
Not only are the people that have
taken the vaccines by personal choice or by force part of the grand experiment, but so are you and I, and I'll tell you why. If you get the COVID virus, you've now received a man-made experimental release on the public. And if you then are near anybody who's vaccinated because of shedding and everything else, you will be experiencing effects of the biologicals as well. They have now become unavoidable via the virus and or the vaccine if you're near anybody with either of them.
Well, they do talk about shedding and infecting, and it's hard to differentiate between the two, but there's been much that's been written about this over the years. And here about two years ago, I was aboard ship for a while, a brief period of time, where all the naval personnel, I spent 2 or 3 days aboard ship, and they had just received a pneumonia or some kind of a respiratory kind of vaccine kind of thing. And I feel like I was affected by it adversely. This was, again, 2 years ago in September, because of the close quarters and the proximity of everybody, and I ended up with a respiratory problem. And so I believe that, and this is something that the vaccine manufacturers, the FDA even, the CDC even, and certainly the literature from the industry has talked about the idea of shedding by those that have been vaccinated. And I think the power of God needs to be called onto some of us that are trying to stay pure, trying to stand tall, trying to be faithful and true to the baseline principles that come with being God's children. And if everybody else is either deceived or foolish enough to put themselves at this risk, I think that we need the intervention of God at some time too. So we got to stand tall, do everything we can, and then the duty is ours, the results are God's.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is an epic battle that is up and coming, and they've ratcheted up the stakes this morning by the
orders of magnitude. It's orders of magnitude.
Bioweapon, ladies and gentlemen. This is extreme. Wow, have we seen nothing yet? Keep an eye on the ball. Pray hard. Work hard. We still believe that God rules the heavens and he's in charge, and we trust in him. Make no mistake that we follow the Prince of Peace, ladies and gentlemen. For Dr. Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.